堂听 class.com。
37，济南市高三4月统一考试。
Text 1.
I'm looking for a gift for my wife.
How about a scarf or some perfume?
I was hoping you would show me your jewelry section.
Text 2.
Does John like his physics lessons?
Not as exciting as they should be.He thinks they are not interesting.
Text 3.
Jane, didn't you get my messages? I left 2 on your answering machine.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I've been meaning to get back in touch with you. It just slipped my mind.
Text 4.
Anything else, sir?
A salad and potatoes with that.
What kind of potatoes do you want?
French fries.
Text 5.
Let me get off there in front of that tall building. That's fine. How much do I owe you?
80 cents.
Here's $1. You may keep the change.
Text 6.
Good morning, madam.Is anybody taking care of you?
No, not yet. Could you show me that overcoat, the silver-gray one in the middle?
Certainly. You've got excellent taste. It's very nice, and it's 100% wool.
I like it. Could I try it on?
Certainly. It looks good on you, madam.
I think so, but a slightly larger size would be better.
Would you like to try this one on?
This one fits me well. How much does it cost?
Only $170.
Okay, I'll take it. And I'd like that blue jacket on the right. How much is it?
It's just $250.
Oh, that's too expensive, I'm afraid.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Good morning, madam. Is anybody taking care of you?
No, not yet. Could you show me that overcoat, the silver-gray one in the middle?
Certainly.You've got excellent taste. It's very nice, and it's 100% wool.
I like it. Could I try it on?
Certainly. It looks good on you, madam.
I think so, but a slightly larger size would be better.
Would you like to try this one on?
This one fits me well. How much does it cost?
Only $170.
Okay, I'll take it. And I'd like that blue jacket on the right. How much is it?
It's just $250.
Oh, that's too expensive, I'm afraid.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Text 7.
Skylight Hotel reservations.
I want to reserve a room, please.
Certainly, madam. When would you like to stay?
Next Thursday night, that's the 15th.
And what type of room would you like? Single or double?
There were 2 of us going, but now it's only me, so just a single room, please.
If you'd give me just a moment, please. Yes, we do have a single room available on the 15th. The room rate is $90.
Wow, boy, that's a bit more than I expected to pay.
Well, you can try calling other hotels, but you'll find this is pretty standard.
Okay, I don't have the time to call around, and I know you're probably right.
Great. Let me go ahead then and reserve a room for you. Can you tell me your name, please?
It's Mrs. Horner, Peggy Horner. That's with two G's.
Skylight Hotel reservations.
I want to reserve a room, please.
Certainly, madam. When would you like to stay?
Next Thursday night. That's the 15th.
And what type of room would you like? Single or double?
There were two of us going, but now it's only me, so just a single room, please.
If you'd give me just a moment, please. Yes, we do have a single room available on the 15th. The room rate is $90.
Wow, boy, that's a bit more than I expected to pay.
Well, you can try calling other hotels, but you'll find this is pretty standard.
Okay, I don't have the time to call around, and I know you're probably right.
Great. Let me go ahead then and reserve a room for you. Can you tell me your name, please?
It's Mrs. Horner, Peggy Horner. That's with two G's.
Text 8.
I'm standing in the center of Plymouth, the capital of Montserrat, where just 1 week ago a volcanic eruption took place. With me is Frank Savage, the officer of the island. Mr. Savage, thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome.
What exactly happened last week?
Well, the volcano erupted, and ash and lava poured down the mountain towards the sea. Unfortunately, there were several villages in its path.
That's terrible. Was anybody hurt?
No. Luckily, we had plenty of warning, and I told people who lived in the path of the ash and lava to leave the island. We managed to get half the population to another island before the eruption took place.
How many people live on the islands?
11,000 people live here, and about 6,000 people have left.
Which areas are the most dangerous?
Well, the most dangerous places are between the volcano and the sea. There are a lot of villages there, and it was dangerous. Sadly, hundreds of houses caught fire when the lava reached them.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thankfully, no one was killed.
I'm standing in the center of Plymouth, the capital of Montserrat, where just 1 week ago a volcanic eruption took place. With me is Frank Savage, the officer of the island. Mr. Savage, thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome.
What exactly happened last week?
Well, the volcano erupted, and ash and lava poured down the mountain towards the sea. Unfortunately, there were several villages in its path.
That's terrible. Was anybody hurt?
No. Luckily, we had plenty of warning, and I told people who lived in the path of the ash and lava to leave the island. We managed to get half the population to another island before the eruption took place.
How many people live on the islands?
11,000 people live here, and about 6,000 people have left.
Which areas are the most dangerous?
Well, the most dangerous places are between the volcano and the sea. There are a lot of villages there, and it was dangerous. Sadly, hundreds of houses caught fire when the lava reached them.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thankfully, no one was killed.
Text 9.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
Speaking. Who's calling, may I ask?
This is the town job center. We have received your email and we are quite interested in you.
Can you tell me more about it? What kind of job? Where?
Well, a college wants to find some laboratory assistants. It's the kind of job you would like to do, as we can see from your email.
Yes, I did put that in my email.
Yes, they also want a person who knows how to operate the computer. So we think you are just the right kind of person for the job.
What about the pay and the work hours?
I am coming to that. The pay they have offered is satisfactory, but the work hours are a bit changeable, sometimes early in the morning and sometimes late in the afternoon.
Well, I am interested in it, but I need some more details so that I can talk it over with my wife.
Why don't you come over here tomorrow?
Okay, I'll do that. See you tomorrow then. Bye.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
Speaking. Who's calling, may I ask?
This is the town job center. We have received your email and we are quite interested in you.
Can you tell me more about it? What kind of job? Where?
Well, a college wants to find some laboratory assistants. It's the kind of job you would like to do, as we can see from your email.
Yes, I did put that in my email.
Yes, they also want a person who knows how to operate the computer. So we think you are just the right kind of person for the job.
What about the pay and the work hours?
I am coming to that. The pay they have offered is satisfactory, but the work hours are a bit changeable. Sometimes early in the morning and sometimes late in the afternoon.
Well, I am interested in it, but I need some more details so that I can talk it over with my wife.
Why don't you come over here tomorrow?
Okay, I'll do that. See you tomorrow then. Bye.
Text 10.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Ralph Morrison, and I'll be your guide today on our hike to Summit Lake. I think you'll enjoy today's trip, which will offer some wonderful views as well as some close-up looks at the area's plants and animals. We'll begin with a gentle climb in this open forest before taking a short downhill walk to the river. You'll see unusually tall trees in that area, and we'll cross the river on a big piece of wood. Our pass from there will go north. We'll pass through a forest, then a large field, and cross a stream as we continue our way up to Summit Lake. The lake is small and surrounded with forest, and there are lots of fish just waiting to be caught. We'll stop for lunch at the lake. You'll have an hour to relax and take photos before we start our return trip on a different path, which will take us past three small lakes before the long, steep hike back down to the river. Our last mile will be another steep uphill climb to the trail's end, just 100 yards from where we're about to begin. Good morning, everyone. I'm Ralph Morrison, and I'll be your guide today on our hike to Summit Lake. I think you'll enjoy today's trip, which will offer some wonderful views as well as some close-up looks at the area's plants and animals. We'll begin with a gentle climb in this open forest before taking a short downhill walk to the river. You'll see unusually tall trees in that area, and we'll cross the river on a big piece of wood. Our pass from there will go north. We'll pass through a forest, then a large field, and cross a stream as we continue our way up to Summit Lake. The lake is small and surrounded with forest, and there are lots of fish just waiting to be caught. We'll stop for lunch at the lake. You'll have an hour to relax and take photos before we start our return trip on a different path, which will take us past three small lakes before the long, steep hike back down to the river. Our last mile will be another steep uphill climb to the trail's end, just 100 yards from where we're about to begin.